This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls on broadcasting.
Question for you. Joe Biden is set to announce his running mate at any time now. We expect him to announce that first. Many of your supporters feel that the reason that Obama's former NSA, Susan Rice, is at the top of Biden's list is that she can best cover up a lot of the Obamagate surveillance crimes that have taken place during your campaign. What are your thoughts? What is your opinion?
That was OAN's Chanel Ryan asking the president a question. And, of course, we now know who the pick is. It is Kamala Harris, and it is not Susan Rice. But it was interesting that that was a speculation. Were they using Susan Rice as a potential to cover up all this stuff? Because she knows where the bones are buried. What was she, national security advisor or something? She got promoted after Benghazi, Peter Principal. And, of course, yet again, another light-skinned Negro. I told you Joe Biden has a color test, just like my granny. He has a color test. You get too black, and Joe Biden goes, I'm sorry. Stacey Abrams, too black. You're too black, girl. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Talked in the first hour about Joe Biden choosing Kamala Harris, and I'll touch on it a little bit. I normally don't do repeats, but this bears repeating. It does, because there's so many things wrong with the pick, and it goes to show you everything, the problems with the Democratic Party. Here's my point. Kamala Harris, at the end of the race, if you will, for the Democratic, during the primary, I think Tulsi Gabbard was doing better than Kamala Harris. Tulsi Gabbard hung in longer than Kamala Harris. There came a point where Kamala Harris wasn't getting 2-3% of the vote. Tulsi Gabbard maybe was getting more. And she was being banned from speaking and going to events and all kinds of stuff. Remember, she held on like a hair on a biscuit, man. And so here's Tulsi Gabbard, who, quite frankly, is a better choice. Veteran, young, female, Pacific Islander. When have we ever even had a Pacific Islander? I mean, not that we count them, but, you know, we ought to. The Rock, huh? Yeah. If The Rock had a sister, she would be Tulsi Gabbard. So, but Joe Biden picks Kamala Harris, of all people. Didn't pick any others. But anyway, she did pass his color test. But so does Tulsi. Tulsi passes it. So it's a surprise. But it's a surprise on so many levels because she can't. All the things that Joe Biden would need. And look, I'm just going to give you a checklist. What they used to look at for the vice president. They would say, okay, in a state, I need to win. That I might not win on my own. Check. Like when Kennedy picked LBJ. He didn't like LBJ. They couldn't stand each other. But he goes, I need Texas. LBJ. Check mark. So he picks a racist, redneck, Democrat who hated black people on his ticket. Kennedy. That's the level of sacrifice he was willing to make to win Texas. Joe Biden's got California. I mean, there's not much we're going to be able to do there. Maybe he... And for the record, Kamala Harris isn't going to help him shore up California anyway, even if it was on the bubble. But that's a big check mark. Okay, she fills the female part. We know. So Joe wants to take pressure off of his Me Too stuff. I picked the woman, as if that is going to make it okay. Harvey Weinstein had women working for him, and he was still molesting half of Hollywood. Joe, come on, man. We know. Come on, man. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Say when.
When, Doc Holliday, when? Say when. Oh, man, it's too funny to look at. Like I said, I'm trying to figure this one out with you. We're going along together. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. And I'm trying to figure this out because I'm thinking, is Joe Biden, you know, is Jill cut him off or what? There's no reason to have Kamala Harris on your ticket. She can't bring the black vote. She will not bring the female vote. She won't bring the female. He might as well. Why don't you put Maxwell? What's her name? Jelaine Maxwell on your ticket. And hope to bring the female vote. Women don't look at Kamala Harris. I'm telling you right now. Black women look at Kamala Harris as like, you didn't earn it. They do. She's not respected. Let's talk about energy, okay? Let's talk about energy for just a second. I didn't even talk about energy. Kamala Harris is on the ticket. Now, when she came out as going to run for president, they staged it, and they said she had 8,000 people at her coming out rally, whatever it was. Kamala Harris can't get 200 people at an event. She can't. Kamala Harris can say, I'm going to black churches, and nobody's going to show up and put on the Sunday best with the big old hats on and go, ooh, I'm going to see me some Kamala Harris, baby. Said nobody ever. And they certainly aren't going to say it about Joe Biden. It's a backlash. Guys, trust and believe. There are many. Some of you are out there doubting me. You're doubting me, and I don't like being doubted. But I'm telling you, black women do not like Kamala Harris. Think about her style. White women, even worse. But see, she's not polished. Kamala Harris is not polished. She kind of has that, you know, neck cranking, finger wave, you know, finger waving thing. Like, and we gonna get me and Joe, and we gonna get some stuff done up in here. And y'all just wait and see. And y'all woo. And we gonna move it so far left. And I'm gonna, you think Justice Smollett got off? We ain't arresting nobody in Portland. No girlfriend. Oh, you got some pot? Let's smoke some pot. Yeah. I don't really know how to smoke it, but I just want to act like I know how to smoke it because I'm gonna be down with my girlfriends. Oh, the Deltas in town. Yeah. Hey. Ho. Remember when she would get up and dance and do all that crazy stuff? Yeah. That's Kamala Harris. Joe Biden. You think you can control her? You ever been out with... Look, I ain't going to ask y'all because y'all mostly white audience. But I'm telling you, you ever go out with a big mouth black chick? You know what you end up doing? Leaving money for the check and getting a cab home or whatever. If she took you, or you just give her cab money because you're like, I'm done. I'm done with you. I can't wait to see how this shakes out. Seriously. If you looked at any of the announcements, have you gotten like, ooh, I'm scared. Ooh, there's going to be a whole lot of energy in this campaign. There's no energy. And, oh, by the way, where's that crowd that said, Kevin, what if he surprises us and he picks Michelle Obama? Where are y'all?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Everybody better be paying attention to what's happening, the games that are being played, and stop playing along with them. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's not just about masks. It's about a lot of stuff. How the left wants you to think about taxes, or how they want you to think about homeschooling, how they want you to think about the border wall, all of it plays into the game. Tell you who really disrupts the game for him, though, is this president you guys elected, this rabble-rouser, this troublemaker, Donald Trump. Boy, does he keep them jumping. He demonstrates the art of the deal with genius strokes, folks. The August surprise, cutting people off at the knees, as I talked about the other day. These executive orders. He Tanya Harding'd the Democrats. I dare Democrats, I've literally dared them to fight him on it, and I was thinking, there's not anybody crazy enough to fight this man on the notion of doing the things that he did. How could you fight him? We're going to extend unemployment, we're going to extend welfare, we're going to extend this, we're going to make sure you get to stay in your homes, we're going to, give money to the businesses and getting tax breaks and all these other things. These are good things. If Obama had done it, we would have a very difficult time being mad about it. We would. They've already claimed the pandemic. I mean, I'm mad about it because I think that it's not a pandemic. But if you're going to, in other words, if the Republicans had overblown this to the point where we were all going, you got to be kidding, and Obama pulled this on them, I would be going, you know what? That dude was a lot smarter than I thought he was. He's a lot smarter than I thought. But not going to happen. But Trump got him, boy. Woo. I don't even need to revisit that. But what the part that gets me is I didn't think the Democrats would be stupid enough to fight him. And they are. They are stupid enough to fight this man over this. Yeah. I talked about Trump. Wrote about it. And I probably talked about it, but I said he barbecued all the leftist sacred cows covering pre-existing conditions and taking Obamacare off the table, making liars out of them. He doesn't want to give you pre-existing conditions. Hey, by the way, here's pre-existing conditions. Let me read that. He just shut them down. The payroll tax cut. Directly in your pockets. These are, see, I love what Trump did here because it's things that you can feel. And it's retroactive. So what are we in August now? It's going to go back to July. You're going to get a 7.5% boost for about in your next check times two or times three, depending on the number of pay periods. And you're going to go, where's this money coming from? And people that watch their nickels and dimes, they're like, whoa. God, you know, people like us where, you know, you get an extra $50, you may not even notice it. I have direct deposit. I don't even know. But when you get it, you know, somebody that's paying attention that gets that check and has to run to the bank or the check cash in place and they got another $30, $45 in there that they didn't expect, they get it. So Donald Trump, it's like when he did the rebate checks, whatever, you get your check back from the taxes, and Donald Trump says, don't put the Secretary of Treasury's name in there, put my name on there. So they put Donald Trump. You think it's an ego move. It's not nothing to do with ego. It has to do with branding. With branding and marketing. Think about it. Has any other president thought to do that? The answer is no. Now, ideally, you know what they should put on that check? The taxpayer's name. They should say, it should be your name to you. That's what the check should be. But, you know, Donald Trump says, no, I'm going to make it different. I'm going to do something else. That egotistical guy. Nobody's going to be homeless for Christmas. Trump card is what Donald Trump played, man. He just took him out of the game. And so, as I said, you'd have to be crazy to not support it. But Nancy Pelosi's crazy. She stepped up to prove my point. She blasted the executive order signed by the president. And she quoted a Republican and she says it was unconstitutional slop. Quoting who was it, Sass out of Nebraska? A rhino? They love to take that one person that says something negative about the president and they go, oh, look at the litmus test. Here's, look at this. This is what Republicans really think. It's what we do when we get one Holly weirdo that says something, you know, positive. Then we're like, oh my gosh, look at Tom Selleck. He's amazing. He's amazing. Let me tell you something. As much as I admire Tom Selleck for speaking out for the president, much as I admire John Voight and many others, their voice is no bigger than yours. No bigger. And so if we get one that speaks out against the president, his voice is no, he doesn't represent us. It's a fight every single day for your ideology, and you better be prepared not to run on the coattails of Tom Selleck or who was it before him? It was Clint Eastwood, and then what happened? He abandoned us. People were like, oh, man, not Clint. I can't watch any Clint movies. Yeah. Anyway, Pelosi, she got in the mix. No, in fact, what the president did, I agreed with the Republican senator, is unconstitutional slop. Yeah. While it has the illusion, I love that part, has the illusion of saying we're going to have a moratorium on evictions, it says I'm going to ask the folks in charge to study if it's feasible. Did we have a clip of this? Why am I talking about this? Don't we have a clip? Yeah. No, we don't. I thought we did. Maybe we did. We play it on another show. Am I talking about the same thing we talked about the other day? I get confused. Well, illusions, folks, let me just say this, is what politicians have delivered for decades. Illusions. Illusions that they care about you. Illusions that they care about the borders or the security of our country. Illusions about it all. But Pelosi wants you to believe that Donald Trump is selling illusions now. The money that you're going to get back in your check is an illusion. He's not going to stop you, as that girl said, I got to pay my rent. Donald Trump actually made it real that the girl who was yelling about Barack Obama saying, I don't have to pay my rent, he made it real. Now, I don't agree with it. I'll be honest, I don't agree. I told you the other day, the only thing I agree with is the fact that it's got the Democrats completely off kilter. It's got Democrats now going, wait a minute, I thought the Republicans were mean. I didn't think Donald Trump was going to save people's, let them stay on welfare longer. I didn't know he was going to let them, you know, do all this other stuff. Now, we can look at it and go, boy, Kevin, we've opened up a can of worms. No, no, no. He says during the pandemic. So what he's doing is he's saying the only time you're going to exercise these warlike powers, war powers, is in the time of a pandemic. Now, what do we have to worry about? I want you to think about this as you're wearing that mask. What's the next pandemic? If they can get you to wear the mask over nonsense, what are they going to plan? What's the next nonsense for when it's a Democrat president and he exercises his or her powers for evil? See, that's what you should be afraid of. Even though Trump definitely outfoxed him this time around. Can we make sure that it doesn't go against us the next time? I don't know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With no end in sight regarding a new stimulus package, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says that Democrats are ready and willing to sit down and negotiate a new economic stimulus package.
Currently, the package doesn't exist. And that's disappointing to all of us who are here, ready and willing to negotiate and vote for a strong bipartisan relief package.
Democrats did reject a bill last week that would have extended enhanced unemployment benefits at the $600 rate while lawmakers work on a new deal. A vast majority of small business owners now see small business conditions deteriorating over the next 6 months. That's according to a new survey released by the National Federation of Independent Business. The survey found that owners are tempering their expectations of future economic conditions based on the COVID-19 health crisis. This is USA Radio News. The Big Ten and Pac-12 postponed all fall sports to the spring. No football, cross-country, volleyball, soccer, or field hockey. Ohio Congressman Anthony Gonzalez played in the Big Ten for Ohio State. He's not a fan of this move.
If you're inside of the college football system, you're connected to your coaches, you're connected to the medical staff, you're connected to the infrastructure, that is incredible that that's going to give you the best chance of beating the virus. Now, if you cancel the games, right, now all of a sudden these kids don't have anything to look forward to in the fall. Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, wide open. They'll be out doing what college kids do. And so my argument would be that inside of that college football system, the support system is so incredible that I believe that gives them the best chance of avoiding the virus, but also overcoming it should they contract.
The Kentucky Derby also announcing that 23,000 fans will be in attendance for this year's Kentucky Derby held on the 5th of September. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, I love it when we get the signs that show that we're winning. And they're all over the place. I mean, it's quite frankly, it's so heartening to me. I can't wait generally to come and share this stuff with you guys. My name is Kevin Jackson, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And here's what I will tell you. Democrats are very concerned, pay attention, very concerned with social justice, right? That's what they tell us. Kevin, you're a black man. Kevin, I care about you. I care about you, bro. I mean, if you'll just pay attention to me, man, I will get you right, bro. That's all I want, man. I don't want it for me, man. I want it for you. It's not for me. I'm not virtue signaling. No, it's not for me. It's for you. And, I mean, it's for me a little bit because, you know, my family probably owned slaves. I don't know for sure. And I know I didn't, and I don't know any of my family that actually did, but I can still understand you're being mad about it, Kev. Even though I know that you were not a slave and you would never be a slave, I still feel like I got to do something for you, bro. I mean, can I please? I mean, come on, Kev. Okay, I mean, you know, you're intent. What's that? What is that, Alexis? Is that Alexis key you got in your hand? I'll take it. I'll just take that. Let's start there. You know, maybe I could go to your house and get some of your dad's first editions, you know, or maybe get his vinyl collection. Or I tell you what, let's just cut to the chase. You guys just have the bank wire your funds into my account. How about that? If we're going to virtue signal, how about we do it the right way? I have some ideas around it. And it doesn't involve lip service. It involves actual stuff that I can do. Oh, that vacation home you're building? Thank you. Thank you very much. It's insane. They love social justice. They do. They love it to talk about it. They don't like to implement it. Oh, Kevin, we're going to do all this stuff for black folks. Explain to me what I'm going to get. If you say, I'm going to lower the standards for you, Kevin. I'm going to lower the standards so you get into college. I'm going to lower the standards for you to keep a job. I'm going to lower the standards. What am I going to get? Explain to me. Because, see, the world is a meritocracy. I don't care where you slice it. The world is out there for the people who are willing to get out there and punch and kick and claw and make it happen. And it's not always the one that has all the advantages that wins. See, I realize that. It can be attitude. It can be a lot of things. I tell my youngest son, I tell him a lot. I say, look, son, I've been successful in your face, but I don't necessarily want you to take that from me. I told my son that. I want you guys to understand. This is where I tell people all the time, conservatives are willing to tell the truth about themselves. See, I've missed many opportunities because I don't give a flunk. I know. I could probably name you five in the last 6 months where people were like, whew, if Kevin would just calm down, maybe we'd let him host the Rush Limbaugh show. Yeah, okay, if I never do it, friends of mine have hosted the Rush Limbaugh show that don't have a fraction of the radio talent that I have. But maybe I'm just too incendiary, so I don't get to do it. It's okay. But I don't want that for my kid. I want him to recognize when something is, you know, a principal thing that he has to stand for and stand for it. But you don't have to take my approach. My approach has worked for me, and not always to the positive. And I tell you guys this because this is why I tell people a lot that conservatives, we can talk about the things that are truthful. I will tell you, I know with 100% certainty that had I reacted differently to certain things, my life might have been simpler, might have been better in some respect. The problem is, I ain't gonna know, cause it's pretty good now being me, baby. You know what I'm saying? I don't miss it. But everybody doesn't have that. And I'm not telling you, that's why I'm telling you right now, don't mimic me. When I talk about, we'll get in your face, don't come up to me with this mask nonsense, cause I'm not the guy. But I don't recommend you do what I do. It's okay. But Democrats are concerned about it. And now, almost all of these sports teams, for example, look at commercials on TV, whatever. They all drive home this point about social justice. You can't turn the TV on without being bombarded with it. Black Lives Matter, or how we care about this. And it's always slanted towards the left. Bad timing. Because we have choices in entertainment. We have choices in sports. We have choices in the entertainers we watch. TV no longer dominates our attention. Too many other distractions. Too many other choices. We're not locked into three channels like it was when I grew up and many of you grew up. There are so many other things that we can be focused on now. You could go on the internet, if you like, for example, macrame, you could go on the internet and as long as you can spell, you don't even have to know how to spell it. If you get close, Google will go, you sure you mean this? Don't you mean this? And you go, yeah, that's what I meant. Bam, you click on it, and there it is. 5,000 YouTubes to indulge you in whatever you choose to do. You like, knitting? You like, what do they call it? And they build those memory books or whatever, booking, whatever they call that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Whatever it is, you like fly fishing, you want to tie flies the right way and do it. There's somebody that's got it out there for you. And so, I dare you, go on Google with something you enjoy, archery. Just type in archery and go to YouTube. You put that in there, it'll be 5 million different people on archery, and you will get a first class education. You don't need to go to anybody's school to learn anything you want. You like math? Google Fourier transforms and watch what comes up. Google it. No, go right now. So, you know, we don't, our attention span is no longer limited to what the Democrats want us to see. And they can try to direct us. They can say, oh, man, you got to watch the NBA highlights and the Major League Baseball. And you got to watch this. And we over here with this, that, and the other. And let me tell you, you don't have to watch any of it. And I'm going to ask you this question. You've seen what's happened in sports recently. So do you miss it? I mean, football. I hear football is being played. I know baseball is being played because my son is a big baseballer, and he's always, hey, Dad, Justin, what's his name, you know, for the Yankees, he just hit 3 home runs in the same day, and I'm like, well, good for him. And he gets it. He's not watching the games. He gets the highlights. So he follows the family rules and says, no, I'm not going to watch the games, but he follows the sport. And he'll get the little clips, the snippets, and watch them. And I'm not mad at him. If he wants to watch the games, I'd let him watch the games. I don't care. It's up to him. But the point is that I'm not watching, and I don't miss it. I don't miss it. Last season, I watched Major League Baseball. Why? Nobody was a kneeler. This season, they kneeled. Haven't watched it. Will not watch it. But it got me thinking about, what are the ratings? And I saw a tweet that came by, and it said that the ratings for 2 NBA basketball games over a night, 2 games played in a night, were lower than that of Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson had 3.85 million viewers. And here's what it said. Two Thursday games combined, 2.86 million views. Two games. Two NBA games did not beat the ratings of Tucker Carlson. Now, Tucker Carlson. I like Tucker. You know, I obviously haven't been on his show since I got fired from Fox. And I haven't talked to him in a while. Saw him, but didn't have a conversation. Is he a litmus test? Not really. I mean, I guess he's the top-rated political pundit right now at 3.85 million. But I gave you guys some stats the other day on late-night TV talk show hosts, which, by the way, they would love those numbers. But Jay Leno, in a bad season for Jay Leno, he was a 50% higher than Tucker's numbers. Now, that was late-night TV comedy, so I get it. But here's my point. Those aren't stellar numbers, but Fox News political, from I guess the number one guy right now between Tucker and Hannity, I'm not sure who, and he's drawing more people than the NBA. Two games in the NBA. Now, I told you what was going to happen. These guys are going to be lying about how we're so woke and socially conscious and all this, and that's what's going to draw people to. I'm telling you, I said the media is going to pretend that the ratings for sports are good. They're going to fake the same ratings for the late night talk show host, but the ratings are in the toilet. And if I were a TV exec these days, I would be panicked over these ratings. The future, folks, is bleak for TV in general. It is bleak for sports. It is bleak for the NBA. It is bleak for the Major League Baseball. It is bleak for the NFL. You can't alienate the best half of your audience and expect that things are going to go well. They should be panicked right now. Partially, though, it's the state of the industry. Because there are people out there going, Kevin, it's already been going this direction. I agree. It has been going this direction, but they are pushing it further, and it's going to backfire.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
So I talked earlier about the NBA, Major League Baseball, and of course the NFL, which started all of this, and this call for social justice, and they were going to use sport. The irony being a meritocracy, something that doesn't care about black, white, doesn't care about your gender. If there is a woman who could take the football field and she tackled like Nick Bonacani, you know, or, you know, name your biggest, baddest linebacker or your defensive end, Lawrence Taylor. If you had a woman who could play like Lawrence Taylor, she'd make the team. And it would draw people to the sport. I would watch it and go, you got to see Bertha. I would be telling people, you got to see Bertha. I don't care whether she's transgender. I don't care whether she's a Guatemalan midget. If you see somebody that was throwing people off the ball and getting to the quarterback and getting 25 sacks a year and, you know, knocking running back so hard they were afraid to run to that side, I would watch it. I would be an evangelist telling you to watch it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. But that person doesn't exist. It's a meritocracy. I don't believe we will see women in the NFL. Maybe you'll get one that's a good kicker. But even a kicker has to be able to run down the field at the kickoff and not be the one gaping hole in the middle, right? I mean, you need 11 against 11, not 10 against 11. You can't just kick the ball and run off the field. So even in a position where a woman might theoretically be as good of a theory, I mean, and I don't think a woman's going to outkick a guy. And I'm not a misogynist for saying it. If somebody's going to kick a 70-yard field goal, I don't think it's going to be a chick. There you go. Be mad at me. So the likelihood of a woman entering the NFL is not good. The likelihood of an effeminate male entering the NFL is not good. If you're going to be gay and in the NFL, you better make sure your jeans don't know it. And I'm not talking about your Jordans or your Calvin Kleins. I'm talking about your DNA. Because you better play like you're a crazy lunatic dude. You better play with some macho. All right? So you've got all these sports that are meritocracies. They don't care whether you're female, whether you're gay, whether you're whatever. And you know what it does? For the most part, sports are dominated by heterosexual males. And not one of them that I can look at and say, oh, they just gave him that spot because he's a white boy. Yeah, I don't look at a white dude making the NFL or sitting on the bench of an NFL team, NBA team, and go, man, they held that spot open for affirmative action. I know that's a white boy that can ball. He can play. That's it. Simple as that. I know if there's a white dude playing baseball, he had to work. Oh, he could have had some advantages, but he had to work. And he's playing with guys that didn't have any of the advantages that he had, more than likely. These Cubans and Dominicans and Puerto Ricans or whatever, they came over, they played their butts off as poor kids, and they made it into the very same league that he's in. There you go. Young black kids, if they want to play baseball and get contracts, they can do it. If they're willing to put in the work. If they're not, there's an eager little Latino somewhere who's going to make that team. And maybe the occasional white boy. That's the way it works. But we still talk about, we got to have justice. Justice, 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 justice. Nobody's concerned about the justice that's going on in the Dominican Republic or, you know, Salvador. Wherever these kids come from that want to play ball, they aren't concerned about justice there. But they're concerned about justice here in America. Because you know what? A handful of black folks managed to get themselves killed. Even the new film of George Floyd pretty much exonerates the cops. They didn't show the whole thing at first, though, did they? Why? Because they needed you to buy into the narrative. We got to burn stuff down. We got to make the bigger point before we come back and correct on page 16. So that's where we are. And so now we've got this conveyor belt where everybody got a social, you know, got a virtue signal and show you how woke they are in the social justice society that we built in America. And the NFL, the NBA now, and Major League Baseball are all participating. I'm happy to say hockey has abstained. Everybody that played hockey stood for the national anthem. The irony being the majority of these teams are Canadians. Not majority, but a bunch of them. Here's what I will tell you. A lot of the players on the hockey team are Canadians. We don't play O Canada before every game. We play the national anthem, and Canadians stand 100% in hockey and said, we will honor the United States. We will honor the people that pay our bills. We will honor the people that recognize that this country is built on a meritocracy and it's not stopping anybody. You want to be a good hockey player? Go be one. Nobody's stopping you. But now, I get this. Because, see, I abandoned you know, professional sports. I did. Football years ago, not because of the kneeling. I abandoned it because I got tired of putting more into the team than the players. I remember the Cowboys lost. I was distraught. But I hung out with a lot of Cowboys. And we would go out for drinks, and I'm hanging out with Mark Tuane and some other guys, you know, and I'm like, man, I was, man, y'all, couldn't believe y'all lost that game. Yeah, man, no big deal. Hey, listen, some shots. Hey, bring some shots over. And I'm going, so you have less care of losing, and you're making a fat check than I do. I'm not investing in this. It's like dating somebody that doesn't really care about you. Hey, listen, stopped off, I got you flowers, and I just figured you were hungry, so I picked up your favorite meal, and then, oh, yeah, by the way, you left some shoes over, so I threw them out. Those are my favorite shoes. I was leaving. Yeah, they were in the way, yeah, so I threw them out. You get what I'm saying? I'm not investing. So I gave up football long before the kneeling, but I was occasionally, I'd watch a game. If you wanted me to watch a game, I'd say, yeah, sure, I'll watch it. But I didn't care about it. I didn't make an investment in it. You can still get my Nielsen rating every now and then. Always cared about the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. Stop. The kneeling, done. I'm done. Basketball, you want to come out and talk about Trump, talk about racism and all this, LeBron James and all these other clowns, the Curry, Stephon Curry and others, screw you. I don't want to watch your sport. We're going to put Black Lives Matter on the court. Now you really lost me. I'm gone. I'm never coming back. Unless you change your ways. Then MLB. So I was watching MLB last year, I told you. Now, they're kneeling. I'm done. I'm not watching you. I hope you have the principle to do that. But here's my point. I don't miss it. I don't miss it one bit. Because I always said, I'll go watch college. I'll just go watch college where it's not about, you know, no messaging, just go play the game, blah, blah, blah. And then guess what? Now, the NCAA, they're going to let students wear social justice nonsense on their jerseys. Yeah, they're going to let these players wear this stuff on their jerseys. So now, guess what? I'm not watching college. College sport was not supposed to be the conveyor belt of ignorance because it is a meritocracy. You either excel or you don't. So now, college sports, these guys are going to be wearing it. Really? And you're going to finance it. Yeah. How about every college that does this gets none of our tax dollars? How about we ask for that? If we pay if we put tax dollars into your college and you put that crap on your jerseys, we're done with you. That would stop it pretty quickly. But this got me rethinking the Republican responses to things. For example, targeting of the squad. Pour money in to defeat them just to make the point. Go beat Tlaib Rashid. Go beat whatever that bald-headed chick is, the black one. Go beat AOC. Go beat Ilhan Omar. Put everything we have into making that happen. How about the Republicans say, you know what, I'm going to focus. We're going to make sure none of the squad wins again. And we canvass, what if we put $25, $50, $100 million into defeating AOC? What if we just did that? What if we figured out a way to do it? What if we target BLM, a full-court press against this terrorist organization? What if we did that? What if we said, we are going to mount a massive campaign that explains everything these people are, and it's going to be every corporation that supports it, you name it, we're going to get you. We're going to make sure you never give a dime to this terrorist organization run by black Marxists who do not care about this country. What if we just focus? Because the left doesn't. They have a system in place, and we're not fighting it, in my opinion.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.